Fascism.
We're back. It's a quarter after nine. The owners of the system have gone to sleep. I'm Lenny Bloom, along with...
I'm Mrs. Steele.
Good.
And you know what, Lenny? We're playing those mind games together.
Yes.
Pushing the barriers, planting the seeds, playing the mind gorilla, chanting the mantra, peace on earth. So we've been playing those mind games forever, but we're going to change that, aren't we?
Yeah, we're going to...
Because love is the answer. That's John Lennon.
Yeah, we're going to have a really good time. It's been a hectic week.
And March 18th, 2010, and we're back. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, Lenny.
The universe is definitely, with its underground of criminals, unfolding the way it's supposed to be, Mrs.
Exactly.
Steele.
And you know what? We're living in exciting times. I think,
You
know, do you find it's really exciting? Because all the stuff that we've been talking about is actually coming true.
The death lists are bulging.
I don't know about that.
What are we laughing about?
Well, again, what are you laughing about?
Well, ever since I read Penn Jones's book, Forgive My Grief, I realized that the only way to deal with all this is just to sit back and know that the man is not in control of the planet, fortunately. So we win in the end, and we just have to sit back and see and connect the dots and enjoy the way things play themselves out and watch how the script gets played out.
So it's really important to connect the dots. So, you know, we're here, you know, I think we're going to do it again. We're going to organize ignorance for discovery.
Yeah.
And let's go for it. Where do you want? You know, I think, you know, we'll start with the...
What's the first news item?
I think it's
10-toe news?
You know, let's call it 10-toe news.
10 toes.
I love it.
The
10 toes
news. Yeah.
That's fantastic.
The last empire. The last empire of man on the planet. The 10-toe news.
And it's made up of the iron and the miry clay.
That's
so
right.
We know it doesn't have a really firm foundation. So there's a lot of... You know, we the people have a lot of power. We
Man's
can do something
world
about
governments
this.
Governments are all ultimately... sitting on quicksand.
Exactly.
So
we're in the last one, aren't we? So, okay, we talked about there was a trial that was going to come about, and it had to do with the a treason trial, and it was about Obama not being an actual natural-born citizen of the USA.
Yes.
So if you got that picture, put that up there.
Yes, can we zoom in
and
on that?
And it's Reverend Manning. We had a little clip on him, a little audio bite last week. And this trial is going to be proceeding May the 14th to the 19th.
Yes, this is the CIA Columbia Obama Sedition and Treason Trial. And it's now very obvious, and enough evidence has come out to be able to make it clear that, and Skolnick talked about this, Sherman Skolnick talked about this years ago, but it's the evidence is irrefutable that Obama, it's interesting, is a CIA operative, and he used, when he was at Columbia University as a cover, he was really in Pakistan in 1981 training the Mujahideen. So the reason why his employers, why has he been employed for that job? He's been employed for that job, as you know, Mrs. Steele, because he worked and claims that it was his work, hard work with the Mujahideen that allowed the takeover and the defeat of the Soviets in Afghanistan. That's, and the Saudis paid for his education at Columbia University. And you have a list. Do you want to just go through the list? That list. You pulled out that list?
Oh, you know what? I do have
the
list.
Yeah, there it is.
But also,
could
I mean,
just
the,
read that out?
You,
it's vital.
Before you go there, the
Mujahideen. Mujahideen.
Mujahideen.
Yeah.
They're actually CIA paid mercenaries that fought the Soviets against, well, the Afghanis. I mean, they were representing Afghan, fighting the Soviets. So basically, the U.S. didn't have to go in there and fight. They just had these paid assassins, didn't they?
Let's remember that.
I mean,
that
that's what they did.
Yeah, exactly. Let's remember that that the CIA set up its own branch plant in Pakistan and trained the Pakistani intelligence. Daddy Bush did that. Mm-hmm. Remember, it was CIA director, future CIA director Porter Goss on 9/11 was with the head of the Pakistani ISI, the head of the Pakistani intelligence, i.e. he's a branch manager of the CIA in Pakistan, and he's with them on the morning of 9/11, and that's the same guy who passed on the $100,000 to Muhammad Atta. So, like, the connection here is obvious. The FBI, without a blink of the eye, could easily, initially, right off the bat, see that Atta got $100,000 from Porter Goss, CIA.
I mean, it's all connected.
It's all connected.
You connected the dots, Lee.
Yeah, they were having breakfast in the morning. You don't think the FBI knew that?
Do you know,
the
we had
scum
that
and slime of these folks is it's shocking.
It's really shocking. Now, okay, you know what? These are the missing
records.
It's funny. There are a lot of missing records that Obama has. I mean, he doesn't
let's go
have his.
Them.
Okay, he's missing.
Let's remind everybody.
Actually, you know what? It doesn't say it's missing. It says not released. So we've got the Occidental College records, the Columbia College records, his thesis paper from Columbia, Harvard College records, Selective Service Registration, medical records, Illinois State Senate schedule, his Illinois State Senate records, his law practice client list, his birth certificate. It says they're not released.
And I maintain that really, since he was in Pakistan as a CIA operative training with the CIA and not at Columbia, and his tuition was paid for by the Saudi royal family, there's a strong connection between the check that was written to Columbia by Osama for Obama. So Osama was the man who sent and paid for Obama's at Columbia, and Osama's in Pakistan, and Bush and Obama's in Pakistan with Osama. I mean,
you know,
Osama
and
with
there
Obama.
Was something
so
else
obvious.
A little curious. You sort of, you know, mentioned that perhaps it's almost like he's almost like an Oswald.
Oh yeah,
you know, and I mean the letters are so similar.
Yeah, you pointed
in their names.
That out and lined up.
Yeah, isn't he sort of like an Oswald?
You got Oswald.
Yeah,
and he was A.O.H. Lee.
Exactly.
Remember, he called it, his alias was Hiddell.
Lee.
And O.H. Lee. Yeah. By the way, we talked about, there's a Bedell.
That
Where
was the
was
guy, that?
That
was the shooter. Wasn't he
the
shooter?
Oh, the shooter.
He was the shooter.
One of the sleepers at the Pentagon?
Yeah.
Yeah, and his name was Bedell, and like, Oswald's alias
was
originally was, it was, when
so
he bought the gun was Hiddell.
Their little sense of humor and their signature is to repeat these things.
Exactly.
You know, like Osama, Obama. They do a lot of, I mean, they think it's funny, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, oh, look, we can trick them.
Yeah, we
it's
can
right
trick them.
It's right in your face.
Yeah, it's right in your
but
face.
But it has to be in your face.
Yeah. So Oswald, Osama and Obama are all operatives, just like Lee Harvey Oswald.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So I think you know, we can move into the the PPP.
Could
the
I just see that list of all the documents?
There
that,
it is right there.
That's
right there. See it?
All the documents? Because we so all his academic records are not available and not released because they haven't had time to write up the phony essays. Now, his law practice client list is not released. Of course, there's no birth certificate, right? There's no record of his baptism because he's a Muslim. And one more thing. So what's it say here? I can't find any articles you published as editor of the Harvard Law Review or as a professor of the University of Chicago. So when you really look at it, we've
he's
got a guy who's a complete cutout. There is he's a cutout.
He's like that Ron Pooley guy. He's another, you know, man that's just he's
a literal cutout. That he's a noble, definitely a noble Moor in service to the Venetian state, as we've been saying. It's rather amusing.
You know what? I think we can throw in the Egyptian pharaoh. He's also the Egyptian pharaoh. I think very much so.
Yeah.
He could even be Egyptian, couldn't he?
Well, certainly the Mufti was, and the sword of the Vatican is, of course, the Islam, as we know, and we've been through the Eric Phelps at VaticanAssassins.org, talked about that and proved that. So the papacy uses Islam as its sword to do some of its work, and we'll look at some slides a bit later to talk about that.
So do you want to get into that? Let's get back to that.
Let's get to some more shop talk.
Do you want to talk about the PPPs?
The Popish persons are making the news.
Well, you know, I mean,
we haven't talked about
them
for a while.
Popish persons, but we're going to go Popish persons in the pedophilia ring.
Oh,
I mean, they've got
yes.
their own pedophilia ring now.
Oh.
And, you know.
It's
but,
all
you know
being
what?
Exposed.
You know,
you
Lenny,
can't miss it.
You know what I've realized? Isn't it the beast?
Certainly.
Isn't the beast sort of exposing the woman now? I mean, he's going after her.
The whore.
The whore.
Yeah, the beast is exposing the whore.
There. And it's all coming out and...
So what article? What happened this week?
Well, I mean, there's that one about. You want to?
What is that?
The Pope seeks repentance. Now, what's interesting about that? I think we need to go into where is he going? He's going to Scotland too, and England.
Yes, he's going to Scotland.
They keep asking for repentance. It's not going to work. They're issuing a pastoral. What does that mean? A pastoral letter of repentance. I'm not quite sure what he means by that. But you know what? He was heckled, Lenny.
Yeah.
He was heckled. So nobody's going for it. They're not falling for it. It's you know, that's just too bad.
Well,
you
know,
it's not going
to
work.
To seek repentance from such heinous crimes is with one little letter. It's the biggest joke. I mean, there's another big joke.
Wouldn't they have to open up their coffers and give all the money to the poor, give it all back, and,
we've assaulted and abused all your little boys, causing them to commit suicide, and we've murdered them, and we've used some of them in our satanic festivals, but we're sorry, and we're going to turn...
And we're going to give you a letter.
Repentance means... And we're going to give you a letter saying we repent. Do they really mean they're going to turn around and stop doing this?
Doesn't work.
I don't think so.
Doesn't work.
This is... I mean, look at that man. Can you get that on there? Look at this guy.
They are being heckled, so it's
what
all being
joke.
Exposed. Remember, we talked about shedding of the skin and shedding of the sin. It's all coming out. It's out in the open. It's all out.
Well,
it's all out there.
Right.
You know what? I mean, just look at it. Look at them. They're terrible.
Yeah, this business, I mean, this is an organization that is supposed to be Christ's church on the planet. I really think that if you look into your, blow the dust off your Bible,
you'll
and take a look and try
so.
And put together a litmus test, this beast in Rome doesn't in any shape or fashion resemble the church started by Jesus Christ in Nazareth. In Jerusalem, and moved. I mean, there's just no way.
I mean,
it would never be involved in this stuff. And when you've got, and since when would the church that Jesus built never calls itself? It names itself in the Bible, Church of God.
The Church of God.
And it celebrates the Sabbath, the seventh day Sabbath. And even all the Catholic writers mention that.
They admit that it's
Catholic
not Sunday.
Fathers and the fathers, the scholastic fathers, mention that. And then they've got guys who've headed it, like Pope John Paul II was a poison gas salesman for IG Farben. What kind of a spiritual growth could he bring to the church if it was Christ's church? There's something
you know
that
what?
Doesn't commute.
We know it
and
isn't.
And now
we
this
know
guy,
it isn't. We know it isn't.
This
and,
guy
and
is a Hitler Youth.
And his brother, too.
And his brother, too. So,
and they're bad, bad boys.
There's a lot of false advertising here.
Isn't there?
Someone should take these churches to court for false advertising. They're not Christian in any way, shape, or form. So
well, you
that's
have to
obvious.
Realize. Well, didn't
what a
it,
joke.
You know, there's the book Babylon. you know the book by, it's called A Babylonian Mystery Religion.
Yeah, that's what it
and
is.
And that's by Woodrow. And there's a little section in here that talks about where this particular church came from. It was from the Babylonian times. I mean, that's where it
satanic,
evolved from.
Which is satanic.
Very satanic. And even if you look at the throne, which they call the chair of Peter, and we'll get to talking more about the throne and what's going to happen with the throne.
Yeah.
And look, there are carvings on their throne that's associated with Nimrod and Hercules.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and that's all in the book Babylon Mystery Religion Ancient and Modern. That's a really great book.
Yeah, it's just
it
so obvious.
It exposes all of the pagan worship.
And what this is the Catholics have been fooled by the Vatican. The Vaticanites have been fooled by the popish persons, insiders who've been keeping the people in the dark. Fooling them.
So if you blow the dust off your
Bible,
and you go to the preface of the King James Version, you'll see a little paragraph in it that says, "Do not be traduced
by
popish persons
at home or abroad
home
who
or
wish
abroad.
To keep us in darkness and chains." And that's what Rome wants to do,
it does.
Us in darkness and chains.
But, you know, they're being exposed, Lenny, so that's all happening now. And, you know, we talked about that, and you know the 60 Earth Hour thing, the 60 Earth Hour thing last week? Do you have that copy of it?
Yes, we talked about that last week, and here's my copy.
And what does it say last week?
Well, it
week?
Says 60 Earth Hour, brought to you by WWF, take a stand, sit in the dark.
And this week, what do they have? Turn
off
the lights.
Hold that to the camera. You can see that.
It says, help turn off the problem. And that's March 27th, 8:30 p.m.
The camera there.
And it says, join world wildlife and people around the world in demanding action on climate change by turning off your lights for an hour. Do you notice the little globe there?
It's paid.
Looks like a ball of fire,
it looks like a demon. It looks like
devil's
font.
It's got like a demonic horn.
It's the devil's font.
Global warming is the villain.
It's paid for by WWF, which is the international pack of climate crooks. There's no man-made climate change, folks. By the way, today, the chemtrail sprayers were all over the skies of Toronto. It looked like a chessboard, as an aside.
You know, we know that the WWF is, it's controlled by the British elite.
Yeah.
And that was Prince Philip. And who's the other guy?
Prince Bernhard of the
and
Netherlands.
And you know what? This is an article, November 25th, 1994, by Alan Douglas and Joseph Bruda. And they talk about the World Wildlife Federation and its sister body, called the International Union for the Conservation of Nature, the IUCN. It founded its CITES in 1975. And their role, I mean, you have to realize that the House of Windsor centered world oligarchies push for a tyrannical, feudal, one-world government under an environmental cover. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a cover. It's a cover for the eugenics movement.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about. So it's there. Look.
Now,
and they're trying to make us go along with it.
Yeah. Yeah. International pack of climate crooks. And we've already, if you want to, and people who are listening to us regularly know we've covered this subject. We've been talking about it for years. If you're new, just go to the archives and you can go back and read in our description each month, each week. We put a little review of what was there. Speaking of Prince Bernhard, if we flip blue to the board, isn't this interesting, Mrs. Steele? Look at the
look.
Bilderberg founder Dutch Prince Bernhard was member of Nazi Party.
He was
right, and look at the picture of him.
I know.
Let's keep that on there, blue, and I'll blow it up for people. Look at this guy.
Ooh.
Look at him, Prince Bernhard. A secret history has revealed that the prince was a member of the German Nazi Party 3 years before he married Princess Juliana.
Well, there's a lot of them.
So there's a lot of them. And now these are the characters
are
behind the kook science.
Can you imagine?
The international pack of climate crooks who are fudging this data. Maurice Strong is is a part of the Nazi International.
And Al Gore, of course.
And Al Gore, of course, is part of this
internet carbon credit scam.
Yeah, this carbon credit scam. So this, we've got to give a message to Mr. Harper. Wake up. Let's not fall in line with this nonsense. It's phony baloney. Look, we're standing on the shoulders, Mrs. Steele, of the giants of science. The giants of, not science, but giants, like John F. Kennedy, who said It's a secret society, and it's a, quote, a monolithic secret conspiracy, unquote. And Marsha McLuhan said the arts and sciences are in the pockets of these secret societies. He named them Gnosticism, Rosicrucianism, Freemasonry, Popery. We stand on the shoulders of these giants. So that's why this is Shop Talk. We don't have to go into any agent provocateur detractors that change the channel. This is Shop Talk. We know what's really happening,
Lenny,
backstage in the global theater.
Yeah, we're heading into tribal communism.
Yeah.
That's what's happened to us in the electric age, and that's what Marshall McLuhan talked about.
Yeah.
So that's where we are now. And you know what? You know, we should start talking about the rise of the new power in Europe.
Okay.
That's Germany.
Yeah, exactly.
And who would have imagined that after the war, when Germany had fallen and was devastated and had, I guess, lost the war, that they would rise again in such a short period of time?
Yep.
I mean, is that possible that that could happen? Do you have a little, I think you have something up on the site there.
Could a reunified Germany, people can read along, we've got it up there, could a reunified Germany become an uncaged giant, a Fourth Reich, a German empire? Now, Mrs. Steele, we know from Bible scholars that to discipline present-day America...
You mean...
Ancient America... And ancient Canada and
ancient Britain
are going into captivity, that they're going to be disciplined by Yahweh, and he calls it his rod of iron. And we know he's going to do what he did the last time he took them into captivity, is he used the Assyrians. And the modern-day Assyrians are today's Germans. And so it's natural that he's going to be using, Bible scholars know, he's not going to switch sides and use somebody different for the people here. He's going to use Germany.
And we can actually see it happening right now in the I mean, they're absolutely so far ahead in the sciences and in their technology. They've always been on the cutting edge.
Italian journalist Barzini has described Germany's tendency to make sudden and unexpected changes. He warned it is, quote, important to keep an eye on the German Proteus, a Greek sea god capable of assuming different forms. Now, we're not attacking our German brethren here. They are being used by Yahweh.
Yep.
Being built up by Yahweh in order to bring the people, ancient America, ancient Canadians, ancient British, and Rubens into captivity, because they are breaking. They're getting too much like Sodom and Gomorrah. Go ahead, Mrs. Steele.
Well, you know what? I think they're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Absolutely.
And we have to be aware that, I mean, it's all prophecy foretold. It's history repeats itself. And we know that Germany is just so far advanced in all of its technology, the sciences, the arts. They've always been on the cutting edge of advancement in all of these arts and sciences, everything. So we've got these brilliant people in Germany. We've got a nation that has a tendency to be warlike. So if they have to, they will go to war, and they will do it with amazing precision, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the rod. And also, you know what, there's an article here in the paper that talks about Germany seeks to oust debt-flouting EU states. So it's warning any one of the EU states that if they're going to get a penalty for repeatedly flouting debt rules. So that's like Greece right now.
Debt rules. Debt rules, yes.
D-E-B-T rules. So Germany is already showing its position.
And obviously,
really,
what they're doing is they're manipulating. It's being manipulated in Europe so that Europe has to turn to Germany for help.
Exactly.
Remember, Dave Emery, a few weeks ago, we had Dave Emery on, and you can review his tape in our archives, and he talked about how for years the Nazi International has been planning.
Everything's planned.
Bring Europe to its knees economically,
yeah,
so that Europe would turn to Germany, a strong Germany,
yeah,
a weakened Europe, and they would turn to them, and that's when they would give up their liberty and freedoms. And we've got a Rompuy.
We've got a Rompuy. Well, yeah. And, of course, the whole Greek situation was created. And they want to tax the Greek Orthodox churches with 20% property tax.
Mm-hmm.
So that's even going to create more problems there. I mean, they're rioting in the streets.
Yeah.
So that's an all created in Greece problem there. Wow, did we talk a little bit about Obama? Did we get into that?
Well,
just a bit about...
We mentioned the birther issue with Obama, but we can talk a little bit more about... We were going to talk about and show the connection between the Hofjuden, who are beards of the Vatican, and how Axelrod... And Emmanuel,
right.
Rahm Emanuel, and Axelrod. The name Rod is right in there. Axelrod.
Axelrod. And Rahm Emanuel.
And Rahm Emanuel.
So, isn't it right in your face?
It's right in your face. And these guys are Hofjuden that are plain one part of the head of the beast, and of course the papacy is also stirring up the Greek economic crisis, and at the same time, remember, let's just go.
Do you know what?
Perez is Juan Carlos's agent. He's the president. He was trained and brought up by Juan Carlos Perez in Ezra.
Exactly. So, and I believe he has. They have the troops in Syria. They have
go to the board there.
They have Juan Carlos troops. In Syria.
Yeah,
so everything's already in place if they have
Juan
to go to
Carlos,
war. Yeah.
The Jesuit-trained Bourbon King of Spain, Knight of Malta.
And he's also
king
the King
of
Jerusalem. We forgot to talk about what happened with the popes. They're going to Scotland.
We'll get into that.
Yeah. Don't forget that.
No. And there's his son.
He's...
Who's going to be... And remember that Juan Carlos
over,
is a Habsburg.
Yeah.
So the emperor of the new Europe will come out of this family.
Has to be a Habsburg.
A Habsburg.
Yeah.
May not be that son.
Well, it's the third son. I believe that's the third son who is heir to the throne, actually, that one. He's the prince of Astoria, was it?
Well.
Something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. He is actually heir to the throne.
Now, let's just go back to the Pope, right? We want to talk about that. Because he is going to Edinburgh, Scotland.
Edinburgh to, you know where he's going to? Holyrood Castle to meet with the
just
Queen.
Leave it on there.
At a cost of £15 million.
Now, that's the Stone of Scone.
Ooh.
That's the Throne of Stone.
Ooh.
That's the stone that... the Pope wants to bring back to the Temple Mount. Correct, Mrs. Steele?
He certainly does. And I
to
think it's...
start the daily sacrifices. Now...
They've got some things in place already.
They've got some dealing and
yeah.
wheeling. You can see they...
Yeah.
Let's just go to the timeline here. Daniel's 70th week. We'll come back to this about the stone. Oh, there's Abraham's land grant. Now... Just all right. Let me get through to this. Let's get to the time.
Well, the reason he said he's going to Scotland is
keep on that board.
It has to do with relations between Christian churches and other major faiths. That's why he supposedly said he's going there. But we know why he's really going there, Lenny.
Yeah, you see, Mrs. Steele, you've got the 69th week ended with the Passover in 33 A.D. and
mm-hmm.
the sacrifice
yeah.
of the Lamb of God.
Yep.
And then after the Messiah, you had the destruction of the temple in 70 A.D. and 1 million Jews were killed by the Romans. Then you had in 135 A.D. over 500,000 Jews were killed by the Romans. Then what happened next is you have this position we're at today. Israel's restored to the land just prior to the 70th week. There's a movement to rebuild the temple, which we've been seeing and watching. It's behind the scenes.
Well, there's also they have the red heifers now,
yeah,
and they have the altar built, and I believe and I've read this, and I'm not sure if it's absolutely true, that they have the temple built off-site, and it's in a prefab form.
Right.
That can be transported and put together relatively quickly.
Just to flip over here for 1 minute, let me just keep it on the board there, Lou. Europe kept for the Pope. See, Islam, let me just go back here, Mrs. Steele, for our listeners. Rome plotted to use Islam to destroy her enemies, and she laid down the following terms to the Arab leaders. This is back in the Middle Ages. Eliminate the Jews and non-papal Christians, protect the Augustinian monks, and give Jerusalem to the Pope for Rome. Right? So that they could control the Temple Mount and rebuild the temple.
Now, well, I think they also needed to deliver Jerusalem from the Muslim control, right?
The key is, remember, they got double-crossed by the Muslims. Islam refused to give Jerusalem to Rome, and that's what caused the Crusades. Now,
the 11 Crusades. Now we're into the 12th.
Let's go back to the 70th week of Daniel. Just prior to the 70th week of Daniel, you'll see that what they do here is, this is why Islamic power is going to be removed. And that's the conflict between Islam and Israel today, is they want to remove Islam's power in the Middle East. And that's what's going on in Afghanistan and in Syria and in Iraq and in Jordan. And they're starting to threaten Iran, and all that. The Islamic power is being attacked. Now, they're giving the Jews something in return. What's the quid pro quo here? You guys get to rebuild the temple, get rid of the Dome of the Rock, right? We get control of all the historic sites. So there's this quid pro quo, and this is the deal done at Oslo, started at Oslo Perez, who is a agent of King Juan Carlos. You're right, Mrs. Steele? Do you want to go on to the next one? So now you've got this.
Well, we know that there has to be a 7-year peace pact that takes place. And I believe that that can happen any time now, and that has to happen. We need to, there will be a 7-year peace pact. And that will be once the Muslims lose control of Jerusalem. Now, I want to get back to the throne of Scone, because, you know, we were talking about the throne of Scone, and I call it the throne of stone.
Right.
Right. So that's the next throne that the Pope wants, and that will...
There it is.
You know
there.
What? I think that's why they're there. They're there because they want to get that stone, and they want to take it to Jerusalem. That's what they want to do.
Yeah, that's Jacob's pillar stone. That's the stone that was taken from Canaan to Egypt when Joseph was the king, became prime minister. Not the king, the prime minister.
And also Aaron.
And then was taken through the Red Sea.
They got water out of it,
and that's where the Israelites got the water. They hit it with the rod, and water came out of that stone.
So it's a life-giving stone. I mean, it's very symbolic, isn't it? Now, it's moved around quite a bit. The Scots took it 700 years ago. It's been moved back. It went to Tara. It went to Scone. It went to London. And you know what?
And it was prophesied in Ezekiel 21:27.
So that's why the Pope is there.
I will overturn, and it shall be, what does that say? And it shall be no more until he come whose right it is, and I will give it to him, of course, which is the Lord. So, Mrs. Steele, here's your timeline. Let's go to the timeline. And by the way, these slides that we're looking at are all at the link. You can it's the same link as last week. If you're listening,
it's in the show. If
you're listening live right now, you just go to our archives, cloakanddagger.de, and scroll down, and you'll see picassaweb.google.com/shocktalkwithblumensteel. Click on that, and you can get to these. Go ahead, Mrs. Steele.
So the peace pact, you know, that's in Daniel 9:27. So that's coming.
Yeah.
And, you know, so really, it's all prophecy foretold. We're all seeing happen. It's all before our eyes. We're just connecting the dots. And, you know what, I think when we were talking about Germany,
yeah,
I wanted to mention the Ides of March, which was March 15th.
Good.
And Julius Caesar, now this is from 44 B.C., he was supposed to be a dictator for life, but he made a bunch of powerful enemies, and he governed with, I would say, with impunity. He was a pretty tough cookie. So on March 18th, he was supposed to have a military campaign planned, and, of course, the Senate didn't want that, so he showed up March 15th, and 23 daggers were plunged into his body, and Brutus and Cassius were there.
Yes.
So right now what we have are modern-day Caesars. Napoleon often called himself a Caesar. Nazi Germany rebuilt Rome, basically, which is the old Roman Empire. That's what they tried to do. And many Eurocrats call themselves modern Romans. You know, that's what they call themselves. And so we're in a time now. So that old Roman Empire was called the Beast with the Iron Teeth.
Right, right.
Okay? And right now,
yep,
we're hitting into a whole new period. It's the revival of the Roman, or I call it the unholy Roman Empire.
Mm-hmm.
And we are, I believe, we're coming into a German-dominated Europe with 10 regional leaders under a final Caesar,
mm-hmm,
or the King of the North.
Yep.
And so, what is the final fate?
Well, the King of the North, you know, the King of the South pushes at the King of the North.
Mm-hmm. And that will probably, he will have to come south of Jerusalem.
Then the King of the North overflows and takes back and destroys and captive attacks King of South and is triumphant.
Exactly. But so what we see now is we see the
King of the South, these pirates that we see.
We can see it all. Yeah,
when you
exactly
see the pirates off the shores attacking, that's the rise of the King of the South.
So we can see it all happening right now. All of these, I mean, it's just happening. We know it, and that's prophecy foretold. So just be aware.
Now, okay, so that's...
There's just so many things to talk about, I don't even know where
so
to go anymore.
So what's going to happen is while he's visiting Ireland, or is he going to visit Ireland and give that a repentance apology?
You know what, I wasn't sure. He is...
The chair of Peter?
It's called a pastoral letter.
Pastoral letter.
All he has to
deliver
do is give a letter.
Mail a letter.
Is he handing it over or is he mailing it? But he's
Royal Mail? I don't think... And then while he's doing that, they're going to sneak the stone into the back of his jet.
Yeah.
And he's going to steal the stone.
He's stealing the stone.
Well, there was a movie about the stealing of the stone called The Stone.
The Stone of... Wasn't it called...
No, it was just called The Stone,
wasn't it? Was it called The Stone? We went to see that movie. It was only out for a short time, but that was a great movie. That was
Google that in if you want to see it. But it gives you an idea that they're planning how they're going to steal it.
I mean, they're telling us ahead of time, right?
Yes.
Isn't that what they're doing? They're telling us ahead.
Right. So, actually, the whole caper, it's all a caper.
It's a caper. A caper.
The Pope's got, did you notice he's got his cape? Because he's planning these capers. His next caper is under the, use the repentance issue as a cover for a trip, the real purpose of the trip. And that's why they don't really want to repent. He just figured, well, what do we need as a cover for our next mission to grab the stone? Well, we'll apologize for what we did to all those little boys. Yeah, apologize. What's that word? Do you know the meaning? They don't know the meaning of the word. They got to look it up.
They don't even know what the meaning is at all. It's just it doesn't mean anything to them. It's just words.
So it's the Throne of Stone caper coming when, Mrs. Steele?
It's coming soon.
Well, no, what month is he going? When's it?
I wasn't sure if it was May or September. Because I saw two different dates, but wouldn't it be May? Wouldn't
maybe
it be
somebody,
sooner than later?
Maybe somebody will swap the real stone for fake stone and give the Pope make off with a phony stone. A pyrite stone. Huh?
So if he steals that scone,
yeah.
Stone, did I say scone?
The stone.
I said scone.
Yeah. If he steals
is it
the stone.
Is a scone or a scone?
Yes. Okay. Stone or scone.
So when that happens.
Yes.
Okay. So we're going to get the king of Jerusalem is going to have to sit on that throne, isn't he, in Jerusalem?
Yes. The Antichrist.
The Antichrist.
Yeah.
So there's someone
the seventh
out there.
And the eighth.
He's going to be
heads.
Both, right?
Pardon me?
So that will have to be a pope, I would think. Somebody who dies and somebody who comes back again.
Yes, yes. Nimrod returns from the dead as the sun god.
Yeah.
Every pope plays the role of Egypt's risen Horus.
Yep.
That's the IHS age of the Jesuits, right? Then the final pope is risen from the dead to be the Antichrist. That's Revelation 13:3-10. He's the wild beast. The risen pope is to be the wild beast.
And that IHS stands for Isis, Horus, and Set.
I mean, Set is Satan.
Look, is it not like really obvious?
It's right in front of us.
It's so
right under
obvious.
Our noses. It's under our noses. Now, we've got at our site Shock Talk with Blumenstiel all sorts of stories that you can look on.
Tons of
and
stories.
Tons of YouTubes on Prince Bernhard being a member of the Nazi Party, all the way to Obama and Manning, Pastor Manning, and stuff on LaRouche. Lyndon LaRouche is bringing out some new information about what's going on with how the British have hoodwinked both the Americans and the Russians, and Gorbachev was a British agent, and Andropov was a British agent, and LaRouche has some great stuff on that, doesn't he, Mrs. Steele? Eh?
Well, there's all kinds of stuff. Just go to the Facebook Shock Talk group. There's all kinds of stuff there. And, wow.
Now, I want to just say this.
Yeah.
You know, 10 minutes, okay.
You've got 10 minutes.
Now, this week, the liars and whores of the oil-soaked, spy-riddled Western media talked about Google and how terrible it is that China is censoring Google, right? And stopping them from exposing. They claim that if you're in China and you Google in the word Tiananmen Square, nothing comes up. Well, Mrs. Steele, in August the 6th, there's a great story here. Google blocks my site during sensitive period. And who was it? Google blocks Sybil Edmonds' blog. Google, which has dubious links to the CIA, and Google is nothing more. It's not really a search engine. It's a front for the CIA, has blocked Sybil Edmonds' blog, just as she is prepared to testify about Turkish and Israeli intelligence penetration of U.S. intelligence and law enforcement. So, you know, this is people forget. Meanwhile, Google has the nerve. They block Sybil Edmonds and censor. So this is nonsense to say that we're leaving China. I hope they leave China. They're going to leave China. And I'll tell you why, Mrs. Steele, because the Chinese aren't fooled. The American public may be fooled. Canadian public may be fooled by these CNN reports. But CNN is an arm of CIA. Google's an arm of CIA. They're all just the same demon in a different disguise.
And you know what? We can really see. I think it's really evident that we're going to call it ancient America, ancient Canada, and ancient Britain. The prophecies are coming alive, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Because we can certainly see the deaths, witnessing the signs of increasing moral decay, rising divorce, spreading drug use, growing acceptance of homosexuality and same-sex marriage, a widening gap between the excessively rich and struggling poor, and legal sanctions against school, prayer, Bible reading, and posting the Ten Commandments in public buildings. So many political and even religious leaders are not connecting the dots between what is happening in our modern liberal secular societies and the prophetic warnings in the scriptures that are focused on the modern nations of Israelite people. We know who Israel is, don't we?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the descendants of Britain and America.
And you
Joseph's
know what?
Children.
And Moses told the 12 tribes of the nation of Israel that they would be richly blessed if they obeyed the commandments of God. But he also warned they would reap serious consequences. So you know what I think's happening, Lenny?
What's that?
They're being taken captive back to Abraham's land grant.
Yes. And
the four countries, do you know two of them or four of them? Because I know a couple of them. There's Syria, Jordan. What are the other two?
Could we go to the board there? Blue?
It's right there. Do you know the other two countries that Syria, Jordan, and
Northern Saudi Arabia,
and
a bit of Egypt,
and
Saudi
Iraq.
Arabia, and Iraq. Well, Iraq is the biggest one.
So look at that.
Yeah,
that's Abraham's royal land grant.
Yeah. What you're looking at here is the grant that Yahweh gave to Abraham and his descendants, which are the British American peoples as well as the French. This land was not given to Islam or the descendants of Ishmael.
And you
it was given to Isaac's sons, the Saxons, the Angles, the Jutes, the Saxons, Isaac's sons, right?
Union Jacob,
the union of Jacob's children. And they're being
Yankee Doodle
and that's
Dandy.
Why they're back in Iraq. And that's why, and
they don't even know it, do they?
But they will slowly take over all this land that we see here, and will move move basically Islam, the descendants of Islam, Ishmaelites, will be moved out of this area. And that's what we're watching going on before our eyes.
We can see it happening right now.
Yeah. And you can have all the UN resolutions in the world, and you can have all the demonstrations in the world. It's not going to stop Yahweh from his plan.
So what everybody needs to do is blow that dust off that Bible. You can read it all. It's all there. It's all in your face.
Yeah, tomorrow's news.
It's tomorrow's news.
Yeah.
And be ready.
Yeah.
Be ready for... But you know what? Isn't it interesting? They're fighting in Iraq.
Yeah.
They're fighting in all those countries. And that's where they're going to be held captive. They're going to be taken back.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it's going to be interesting. We'll just sit and watch, and when you know what's going to happen, you've got a backstage view, gondola view of what's going on. And Mrs. Steele, this week coming up, of course, a lot of chemtrail action going on around the world.
Did we have a especially ton of them here
Toronto.
In Toronto?
And,
I mean,
of course,
they were
the international pack of climate crooks are cooking up their nonsense. And there still were a lot of HARPA quakes backs behind the scenes. I wanted to mention this, that there's a new government ad in England that encourages people to report individuals who don't talk to their neighbors much, keep to themselves, and use cash.
So we won't be able to use cash anymore. I like to use cash.
Well, you'll be reported. So
it'll be cashless
start hoarding
society.
And with the amount, I would say, get your cash out of the bank and put it.
Hide it somewhere.
Hide it somewhere.
Just hide it.
Dig a hole in the backyard.
You know what,
do what.
If you pay with cash, they kind of look at you really funny.
Yeah.
Like, can I pay with that loony? Can I use my toonie?
Yeah. So that's
be loony money.
And. The White House, of course, is still in its battle with the Supreme Court. The branch battles are continuing. Now, this health issue, Mrs. Steele, what's your bet? If the health issue fails, then he'll be fired. They'll fire Obama, and they'll bring out the birther issue maybe and get rid of him.
Well, something's happening. I mean, something definitely has happened. I don't know for sure, but I know that Biden's the big wig behind the scenes.
Yeah, Biden
Come
is
on.
Definitely
Bin Laden,
Jesuit
Biden,
trained.
He's
definitely
Osama,
the
Obama. I mean, it all makes sense.
Yeah,
he's the big wig behind the scenes. So it's hard to say what will happen, but it just certainly feels like something is happening now. Maybe Obama isn't really following through with what they expected him to do.
Yeah,
and if he succeeds, that's
more of a plan to bring in more fascism through the health system, because it allows them to start just euthanizing people who are over 70 years of age. They bring them into the hospital,
well,
they'll just kill them.
Did you know that is one of the issues? They want people to sort of quietly decide at the age of 70. Now,
whether they're sick or not.
Now, was that from Holland? Was that in Holland?
I think
Holland?
It was Holland, but...
But I know that they're pretty quick to... Yeah. to
and, of course, the health bill
to,
will...
To let people decide if they want to die at the age of 70. You can make a decision and say, you know, I've lived a really good life. I'd like to die now.
And, of course, the health bill, if it does pass, will continue the economic downturn because it'll just absolutely bleed them of more money.
It'll just... You're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, in order for them to get that health bill to work, and first of all, it's not going to work, they're going to have to spend trillions of dollars to get it up and running.
Yeah.
And how are they going to police that? It's going to be a mess.
So it's going to be interesting to see which way the owners of the system want to go with this thing, whether they bring in the health bill or whether they don't bring in the health bill. And that's something we can keep an eye on. That's important this week. We'll follow that with Wolf Blitz, the news blitzer, and the other.
Oh, you took my button.
This week again, folks, in order to listen to the news, you've got to keep your bullshit button handy because it's amazing. You need extra batteries,
what a
too.
Crock of bullshit.
Yeah, that's basically what's going on. This is your bullshit button?
I think so.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Steele.
Can I have it back?
I must have taken it last week.
I think you took it last
week.
Because yours is, I know where yours
is. There you go.
But you can have it for now.
Well, there you go.
I know you
can
like
have
to
it back.
Play with
yes.
it.
Well.
it's fun to play with, isn't
it? It is. It is
but
fun.
But you can have it.
So the cult of the LC9, we've got the, we've talked about that last week.
It's one of the thrones. It's another one of the thrones in that throne room, and we know who sits on that throne.
One world religion.
One throne.
Yes, yes. Lucifer's throne.
It's not. Do you know if you look in the Sistine Chapel?
Yes.
If you look up on the ceiling?
Yes.
It's hidden from view. You really can't see it very well, but there is a black throne.
Throne.
It's Satan's throne. Yeah. It's painted up on
up
the
Sistine Chapel.
Chapel.
Yeah.
It's right in your
it's
face.
Right
you have to look.
Face. Yep.
You'll find it.
So I'll let you sign off. I want to thank you for being here. Hopefully we'll be able to
thank
be back
you.
Next week and continue our shop talk. And I'll go to experience life and forge in the, for the millionth time, forge in the smithy of my soul, the uncreated conscience of my race. And thanks, Mrs. Steele. This has been great dialoguing with you.
It's
and,
been great.
And we'll see you
it's
next week.
It's a lot
week.
Of fun doing shop talk, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Got a good, great catharsis.
It's
Hope
fantastic.
Everybody joins in.
Well, I'm just going to do a verse.
Yeah.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. So all everybody has to do, three things. Lenny.
Yep.
Blow the dust off the Bible.
Yep.
Genuflect and supplicate.
Just
three
pick
things.
Up the board there,
it's
Blue.
Really easy.
Yes, and Mrs. Steele,
it's
just
really
in
easy.
The end here, next week, everybody can go to Lenny, our Picasso web. And we'll go through this. Sherman Skolnick reported that Christopher Dodd was the grandson of Joseph Stalin. And we've got some great pictures up there.
I'll
we're going to talk
what.
About that next week.
He's his identical spitting image, isn't he?
He is.
And nobody gets into power unless they're related. We know that.
Yeah.
You have to be related.
No, they do.
Especially with the oligarchs, you know, the Order of the Garter, they're all related.
We've got it up on the board there now, and you can see. Here's the Dodd, and if you look at the, I've got to get. Here's a picture here. There are even better pictures of these guy of him, recent pictures, and he's always behind Obama,
isn't he?
The whole place is going communist. The whole country's going communist
fascism.
And no wonder it's got the economic strings are being pulled by Joseph Stalin's grandson.
So you know what we should have,
yeah.
Lenny?
Or Joseph Stalin.
What do you
think
That's
of a shock?
What do you think of a day of prayer? Everybody prays for a day. I think it would make a big difference, don't you?
I think so.
It'd make a huge difference.
It'd be a shock if it were to happen. So. I'm looking forward to. It's fun to follow all what's happening and and see how it falls into place. And you can't predict everything in advance, but certainly when the dots fall in place and you link them together, it's really, really so obvious what really is happening here.
Well, we're living in the moment, and we're living in exciting times, Lenny.
Yeah, these are very exciting times.
We're great
at the 6,000 year roughly mark, and they've got to bring in some violence in order to find a way to make a peace pact.
Yeah.
And then the peace pact will last for 3.5 years.
Yep.
And they're... this nation and America and Britain is going into captivity, and while they're in captivity, then they'll bring out the fireworks and they'll bring out the emperor, the king of the north. He'll claim to be God. He'll resurrect himself, and it'll all be a magic show.
He's going to make everybody, you know, think everything's all great for a while, and they're all going to worship him and think, isn't he wonderful?
Yeah.
So it's going to be another hoax, another scam.
And except those days be shortened, there no flesh will save the life. But fortunately, a lot will be saved alive, 144,000 at least.
Yeah.
And those at the place of safety.
Well, we don't know the exact number, but at least that. So you just have to get that Bible out.
Yeah. Well.
And, we're watchmen here, aren't we, Lenny?
We're watchmen.
Yeah, we're watchmen.
Yeah. And keeping an eye on the... the key is to keep an eye on the. You'll see it through the liars and whores of the Monopoly Press.
Have you got your email up there?
Oh, I got my email up there.
Put it away.
Blue hasn't got it on this.
Anyways,
you got about 4 minutes.
Lenny, I'm just gonna. Do we have time?
Oh, yeah, Blue. About 4 minutes. Yeah, we got about 4 minutes now. We got to go by that clock, Blue.
There's so much stuff to talk about still. We could,
we got 4 minutes.
I don't know where to start.
We're like Miller. We found $100 million. He's the mayor of Toronto.
Did we find 4 minutes?
We found 4 minutes.
Well, we should say something about Marshall McLuhan.
Something about McLuhan.
Marshall McLuhan, I mean...
We're pushing, being pushed to live at speeds beyond which we're designed to live, he said.
The modern-day prophet of our times.
Yep.
You know? So he's just brilliant. There are so many books that he has. There's the
I like his line about how we've extended our consciousness into the machine, and the machine became alive in the full organic sense. And you can really see that in today's world, and The Matrix is a movie, talks about it. By the way, next week we should talk about the movies Percy and the Olympians.
That is a great movie.
Because there's a lot in that about demigods and Proteus, the Proteus.
Well, it's the Proteus.
Germany is the Proteus.
Is the
changes shape.
That changes shape in the creature.
Creature.
It says if you cut the heads off, two more grow back.
Right.
So it just gets more powerful.
Yeah.
Really. So it's the rising king of the north. Just watch out for that, everybody.
Yeah, so Percy, go to see Percy and the Olympians this week.
Percy Jackson. Yeah, great
and
movie.
Great film. And another great film that's out that's worth seeing is Alice in Wonderland, which we'll talk about. Going through the rabbit hole, the rabbit hole.
Well, it was a
first
take
the sentence, Mrs. Steele, then the evidence. Then you say, no, the evidence, then the sentence. The queen, that's what the queen says, right?
I have that written down somewhere. Yes, yes. And then the king says something else. What does he say?
I can't remember. What does he say?
He does say something. I don't remember.
We'll find out for next week.
We'll find out for next week.
Good night, Mrs.
Good night, Lenny. Good night, Blue.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Trusting in the sanity and restraint of the United States is not a strategy, and it is not an option.
We don't need no thought control.
Was a conspiracy notion out there. How much influence do you have? Was it you and your fellow neoconservatives that created the momentum towards overthrowing Saddam Hussein?
Nobody does a thing in this town without our approval.
You both were members of Skull and Bones, a secret society at Yale.
What does that tell us?
Not much, because it's a secret.
Is there a secret handshake? Is there a secret code?
I wish there were something secret I could manifest.
322, a secret number?
There are all kinds of secrets.